USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin are meeting today in Geneva, Switzerland, a story we will keep you updated on throughout the day. A federal judge in Louisiana issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Biden administration from pausing new oil and gas leases on federal lands. Judge Terry Doty of the U.S. District Court in Monroe, Louisiana, said the administration does not have the legal right to stop leasing federal territory for oil and gas production without approval from Congress. The Southern Baptist Convention, its largest meeting in decades on Tuesday, elected a new president who has worked to bridge racial divides in the church and defeating an effort to make an issue of critical race theory. More than 15,000 delegates in attendance picked their next leader as Ed Litton, a pastor from Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Although Major League Baseball confirmed cheating by the Houston Astros the year they won the World Series and were allowed to keep the championship, rules at Major League Baseball are taken with a grain of salt. This week, new rules at MLB go into effect. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Major League Baseball will start suspending players for using foreign substances to doctor the baseball. The league announced it will crack down on pitchers who use any substances to enhance their grip, from pine tar to spider tack. New guidelines will give umpires the power to check pitchers for foreign substances at their discretion. Violators will be tossed from the game in which they're caught and hit with a 10-game suspension. The move comes after MLB looked into a number of complaints and found what it called a prevalence of foreign substance use by pitchers throughout the league.
The Senate on Tuesday has unanimously passed legislation establishing Juneteenth, June 19th, as a federal holiday. The passage happened after Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson dropped his objections to the measure. Juneteenth is a holiday celebrating the Emancipation Proclamation. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Today could very well be the make-or-break point for President Biden's strength as he faces the leader of Russia in Geneva. Backpedaling from calling Putin a killer, Biden now calls him a worthy adversary. From a spy's perspective, former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman tells Fox News what the United States needs to focus on at the summit.
Well, I think, first of all, the summit is an opportunity for President Biden to emphasize the red lines in the United States. Vladimir Putin is on the offensive. He's interfered in our elections. He's used banned chemical weapons against his own people. Both in Russia and overseas. He's launched cyber attacks against us, allowed cyber hacking groups to homestead on his territory and target our critical infrastructure. He's holding American citizens without due process. There's just a litany of issues where our national security interests are in confrontation, and I expect those issues to be discussed. I know the Biden administration wants to get to predictability and stability, but to take a page out of President Reagan's book, you don't get there without demonstrating strength. You don't get any peace without demonstrating you can defend yourself.
Mr. Hoffman explains what Putin is seeking from the summit.
Well, I think Putin's has already gotten what he wants, which is to be perceived as playing on a level playing field with the United States of America. And that enhances his stature at home and abroad in advance of Russia's parliamentary elections. He wants to portray himself as the only one who can defend Russia, the besieged fortress. And that's a supreme benefit to him and his regime's security.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.